Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Masech HaZvachim. We are up to parak Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Olasof Shasa Lamata, Kamasa Chatos Hashem Chatos. Let's say you took an olasof and you treated it exactly like a Korban Chatos, meaning exactly wrongly. You were supposed to treat it like an ola, but instead you put the dam below the Chut HaSikra, you extracted the dam by sprinkling instead of squeezing it, and you had in mind that it should be the Shem Chatas. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ma'olimba, Rabbi Eliezer says it's subject to Me'ila because it's not a Chatas, it's an Ola, and no one is allowed to have Hanah from it. But Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ein Ma'olimba, that it's not subject to Me'ila because you treat it exactly like a Chatas, and a Korban Chatas is not subject to Me'ila because a regular Korban Chatas, a Kohen, is allowed to get Hanah from. So the Omer Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, let me give you some logic. Ma im chatos she'ein molin b'lishma, if you have a korban chatos where even if you do everything right, it's not subject to me'ila, kishashina es shema molin ba, but if you do it wrong, if you have in mind the wrong korban, now it becomes subject to me'ila, meaning if you do it l'shem ola, it becomes subject to me'ila. So ola shemolin b'lishma, a korban ola, where even if you do everything right, it's subject to me'ila, when you do things wrong with it, and you do it l'shem chatos, and you treat it like a chatos, all the more so it should be subject to me'ila. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua responded back, lo, that's not a good comparison. When you take a chatos and treat it like an ola, you treat it like something that is subject to me'ila, and therefore becomes a subject to me'ila. So Tomer Bala Shashina Shmal Shem Chatos, Kinshina Shmal, but if you take a korban ola and you treat it like korban chatos, you're treating it like something that is not subject to me'ila, and therefore maybe a taka is not subject to me'ila. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said, "Vari kach kachim sheshchatan bedarim sheshchatan l'shem kachim kalim yochichu." I'll bring you a raya from kach kachim that you shecht in the south part of the azara, having in mind that it should be kachim kalim. Because you're changing it to something that should not be subject to me'ila. Kachim kalim are not subject to me'ila because kachim kalim are meant to be eaten by people, and they're not subject to me'ila because the owners get to eat it, as opposed to kachim kachim, which is not the case normally. Umalim behen, and it's still subject to me'ila. Afatal tatam alola, so you shouldn't wonder and you shouldn't be shocked that the same is true by a korban ola. Shaf plishashin neshmal dov shein bo me'ila, that even though you're having in mind that it should be like a chatos, which is not subject to me'ila, shimil shayim aluba, that it will be subject to me'ila. So I'm a little Rabbi Yeshua says right back, lo, that's not a raya. And Marta b'kachi kachim, sheshchatan b'dorm, sheshchatan l'shem kachim kalim, in the case of kachi kachim that you shecht in the southern part of the Azara, l'shem kachim kalim, sheken shina eshaman b'dover sheish bo yisr v'heter, that's because there's me'ila over there because you changed it to something that has usher parts to it that are subject to me'ila and mutter parts to it that are not subject to me'ila. The emurim of kachim kalim are subject to me'ila because they're supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. No one's allowed to get hanah from it. And the meat of the kachim kalim is not subject to me'ila because it's supposed to be eaten. So that's where, but tomar ba'ola, you're going to compare that to a korban ola. Sheshina shema b'dover shakar. Kulo heter, where you're going to take a korban ola and have in mind that it should be a chatas, where the where it's entirely mutter, meaning the korban chatas doesn't have parts that are usher. So that taka will take the mi'ila status away from the korban ola. Okay, moving on now to Mishnah Hey. So it says the Mishnah, Malak b'smal of alayla. The Kohen did the Malika with his left hand, or he did the Malika at night. Shachat chulin b'fnim v'kachim b'chutz. Or if let's say he shechted a chulin animal inside the Azara, or he shechted a kachim animal outside of the Azara, ein metame b'beis habliya. It's not metame b'beis habliya, meaning it's not metame as he swallows it. Meaning, even though Malika and Shechita are pasul, and they don't make the birds rotwi to be eaten or even to be brought on the Mizbeach, but it's not going to be a nevela, legabe dinim of Tumah. Malak Pesachim, but let's say he did Malika with a knife. Malika you're supposed to do with your hand. You're supposed to have a sharp nail on your thumb, and you're supposed to do Malika in the back of the neck of the animal. But let's say he used a knife, or Malak Chulin Bifnim Kachim Chus, or he did Malika on a Chulin bird in the Azara, or a Kachim bird outside of the Azara. Torin Shalik Yizmanan B'nayon Shavar Zmanan, or he takes a tor, which is a turtle dove that's too young to be a karban, or a ben yona, which is a pigeon that's too old to be a karban, or he takes a bird that's wing is paralyzed or is blind or the leg has been cut off, which means that it's mechusar eiver and therefore it's possible to be used as a karban. Then mitam besablia. Then itaka becomes a nevela, and it will be mitame a person who eats it bebesablia. Zakla. And the rule is as follows: kol shei psul bakodesh ein mitam besablia. Anytime the psul is bakodesh, meaning as you're doing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, the psul happened, so it's not going to turn it into a nevela. It's not going to be mitam besablia. But lo ayah psul bakodesh mitam besablia. But if it was possible, not in the course of avodah, it was possible because it was mechusar eiver. It was possible for some other thing, then it's not going to then it's not going to save it from being a nevela. It will be a nevela and it will be metame as you swallow it. V'kol psulim shemalku, and in any other pasul person that like someone who's a zar who does malika on a karban malikasam psula, the malika is going to be pasul veinim metame beisablia, but it's not going to turn it into a into a nevela to be metame the person. So in Mishnah Dalet we said that if you have an olas ha'of that you sprinkle the dam, that you treat it completely like a korban chatos. It was a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether it's subject to me'ila. Rabbi Eliezer says it is. Rabbi Yeshua says it's not. Rabbi Eliezer tried to bring a raya from the reverse case of a chatos that you're a meshana to treat like an ola, and Rabbi Yeshua thought that that was a bad comparison. Then Rabbi Eliezer tried to bring another comparison from kachim kachim that a shechta in the south, and you shechted l'shem kachim kalim, and Rabbi Yeshua rejected that comparison as well. And then in Mishnah Hay, we said that there are different ways that you could pasul a karban by doing the malika. Sometimes it takes away the nevela status. The malika will not give the bird a nevela status, and sometimes it does give the bird a nevela status. And the rule is that if it's a psul b'kodesh, then it's going to be a nevela, but then it's not going to be a nevela. But if it's lo hayah psula b'kodesh, then it will be a nevela. That's next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav.